Item number three is an application for text amendment, subdivision rezoning, conditional use, and demolition for 195 to 205 Boulevard Provencher under files DAZ 239 of 2008, DASZ 38 of 2008, DCU 157115 of 2008, and Demo 157117 of 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and these items will all be heard at the same time.
Councillor Vandell, I don't know what your wish is here. Everybody I have registered is here in support of this application. Is there anybody here who has not registered that is either in support or in opposition or here for information? No? Maybe we could have the whoever sort of heading up the applicant come down just to make sure that we're good with the report. Pardon? Are you, do you want to just proceed if they're fine with the report, Councillor?
I'd like to see some designs of the building, if anyone, whoever has them.
So, my name's Antoine Acoul, and we'll ask Art Martin of Stantec, who has the design, to come down. We had presented all that information to the public at a public meeting so that the public, uses our services and will use our services, had every chance to make an input, so we're pleased to be able to show.
And what was the results of that public hearing?
It was very positive, Councillor Vandell. There were some comments with respect to, for example, lighting in the parking area, some of those kind of smaller details which have not yet been finalized. But if you'd like further details or comments on that, Monsieur Rémy Bisson is also here to be able to address your concerns. So I'll leave Mr. Art Martin present you the plans first, okay. Councillor Vandell.
Before you leave, could you tell us about the timelines? When do you want to start deconstruction?
I do have a couple comments with respect to the conditions, Councillor Vandell, and some of that deals with this. For example, there's some timing issues on the parking. So perhaps what I can first do is leave the architect, Mr.
Sure.
Art Martin,
okay.
Provide you with the drawings as you've initially requested, and then I could come back to the mic.
Yep.
Councillor Vandell and Councillor Swandle. My name is Art Martin. I'm the principal with Stantec Architecture. The building design that was displayed at a recent open house, we have just a bit of a glitch in that the boards that were utilized for that particular presentation haven't arrived here. So the boards, the drawing boards that indicate the design, the elevations, the perspectives, the views and such, are not here.
They're not at this meeting.
Pardon me?
They're not here tonight?
Well, perhaps Case can advise if, will they be arriving? They will not be arriving.
And why is that?
That's not. There was a bit of a communication glitch, let's call it that, in terms of bringing the boards here this evening.
Why don't you deal with that at plan approval?
Okay.
If you,
you know, we can, I intend to, I've read the report several times. I do intend to approve this, subject to hearing everyone's perspective, of course.
Yes.
But there will be a plan approval process where I will want to see the designs and what this building is going to look like, because to me that's probably the most important.
I would love to show you the design. If you wanted to wait, they're willing to go actually get those.
You know what? That's all right. We'll do it at plan approval.
Would a separate meeting with yourself?
For sure, we can
suffice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would welcome the opportunity to share it with you.
Good. Okay, that's that. On the main floor of your building, what are you proposing? Is there going to be the case there? Will there be
the main
office spaces?
Yeah, the main
spaces?
Floor involves the actual retail banking portion of Cases Enterprise, as well as a larger lobby, because Case intends to lease one of the floors out to other clients. So the lobby involves both the stair and an elevator. There is currently in the design, there's a space for smaller retail endeavor that would front on to Provence to
main floor?
On the main floor to integrate with the street, the ambiance of the street, and this is in process and in discussion with Case as to what that retail endeavor may involve.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a four-story building, main floor given over to Case, and as I say, this retail endeavor. The other floors, floors two is related to Case's operations as well. Floor three is the leasable level. Floor four is back to Case again.
Okay. Okay. Now, clarify on maybe for the planner, there is there parking for bicycles in this?
I only have preliminary plans from what they showed me in terms of landscaping. And I do believe they had some bicycle parking, but we try to make it the condition. This is all I had.
Just to help you along with that, this is a LEED certified building. It's in process with respect to sustainable design, and there is provisions for bicycle storage as well as for staff shower areas and such as it relates to looking at different modes of transportation to getting to their place of work.
Yeah, they only had this package here. It didn't indicate any of that. So.
There's no request for a variance for less bicycle parking than would be required. So the bicycle parking is there. It's part of the new bylaw.
Okay. Fine, I'm ready for...
I guess just you're asking for some other conditions here. This is this sheet that you have in front of us, the 9.8-foot setback instead of the 20-foot setback. I'm not sure whether what the report recommends a 20-foot setback. Is that because it's consistent with what's on Dumoulin?
Yes, my understanding, I spoke to the previous planner, Kevin Waller, for the area. Mm-hmm. He hadn't met before he retired with the applicant and... along with James Veach, and they recall that they indicated that they wanted a 20-foot setback because of the front yards for the houses across the street, and that's what's normal for the R1.
This is all 9.8 here. This is 9.8 here. This is 9.8 here. Even this house here encroaches inside 20 feet here. That doesn't make any sense. See, 9.8 here, 9.8 down here. This house here is probably about 12 feet or so. I'm failing to see that they want some kind of a buffering there, I'm assuming. Is
yes,
what they want.
Yeah, because of the houses across the street.
But you should be able to do that in 10 feet.
Okay, and signage?
Yes, Councillor Swindell and Vandell. We had bought some of the pictures, but Councillor Vandell is very much aware of some of the front yards. Adjacent there, so those were to illustrate what Councillor Swindell just mm-hmm. indicated. It's more consistent with the existing neighborhood to have the 3-meter setback. With respect to the other matters or comments with respect to the conditions in the report that was provided,
okay.
And the first one is with respect to the signage. It's my understanding that you would have before you the layout. So at the north of the building, there's a parking lot. And on the north side of the building, there's the ATM. Now, my understanding is that there should be some kind of directional signage so that customers know what they're supposed to do. And in my reading of the conditions, I don't think contemplated that to be able to occur.
Advertising signage doesn't deal with directional signage. Advertising signage is if they would put up a sign for some third party advertising sign, which would be like if you were to try to put a Max sign or Pepsi or Coca-Cola or Sun Travel or something like that. That's what we refer to advertising sign. The signage he wants there, that's okay. That would be no problem. It's regulated underneath the zoning bylaw as directional signage. And identification signage is what we would refer to the Casse Populaire sign, not as advertising sign. We're just recommending that advertising signage be restricted on the property given the historical context next to the old city hall and the characteristics of Boulevard Provence. And advertising, once again, would be third-party advertising signage.
Okay. Did you get that, Antoine?
Yes, I did, but unfortunately, I got a little bit more confused because he said that it was intended that identification signs would be allowed, and in Roman numeral number 3, it is specifically prohibited. And that's why I was looking for some clarification on that. I don't want to be boggled down into...
That's 2A3?
That would be on the...
2A3.
No identification signage in terms of a big Casse Populaire freestanding signage along...
Dumoulin. That's on
Dumoulin. That's on
Dumoulin. Proposed lot 2.
Proposed lot 2.
If I can make a comment there.
When we're dealing with the ATM, which is on the north side of the proposed case building, it's not evident anywhere on Provence. And even if you're driving down Dumoulin, it's not readily evident that that's the location of the ATM. The intention was currently where there's the access from Dumoulin around, it's on the east side of the property, that would connect back to the existing public laneway, that Case would have a directional sign on its property, but on the Dumoulin side saying ATM, this. And that's acceptable?
That's yeah, that's allowed. Identification sign is we wouldn't want you to put a 35-foot tall pole with Casse Populaire on Dumoulin.
Okay. If that's the clarification.
That's what we're saying shouldn't happen, unless that's what you want to happen, but...
No, that's not me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would still need plan approval, though, for all that signage to come to this committee?
That's understood.
Yeah. And if the committee at that time says no, then that's a different process.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. The second point was that in Roman numeral 5, so that's 2A5, it said there shall be no advertising signs on the entire planned area. And I'm not so sure that I understood.
I think that's third party again they're referring to. So your name, your branding is okay. You can't advertise Coca-Cola or any other third party there. Just Case Populaire is all it can be.
Your Case Populaire, any kind of, if you offer a product, a financial product in your building, you can advertise that. But you can't advertise Shell Gas or Pep Boys or IKEA or something else.
If I could just make a comment to that, as I had indicated, the design is contemplating a small retail endeavor potentially. Again, it's still in the design process, that would energize the life on the street, whether it's a coffee shop, chocolate shop, that kind of thing. That endeavor would have its own signage. It wouldn't be Case.
It's still
identification signage.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Thank you for those clarifications. The last point was that the clause number 4 seemed to prohibit any kind of identification on the entrances.
No.
Again, it's just a point of clarification. If that's not the case.
That's not the case. No.
Okay. Thank you very much. The last comment was with respect to condition number 8.
Okay.
condition number 8 is related to the demolition of the buildings along Dumoulin. That's the land which is going to be used for the parking lot. My understanding of the staging of the construction is that that lot will, it's a little bit different than if we were just demolishing the buildings and putting a parking lot there. That lot will be required in order to stage the construction that's happening on Provence. And it would be contrary to the normal construction schedule to totally pave that lot initially, have all the big trucks and everything else go on there.
I think we get the gist of it. Once a building permit is taken out, doesn't this become moot?
Yes.
Yes. So it's not an issue. As long as you take the building permit out within the 6 months, you're okay.
The standard conditions usually when a house is torn down and someone wants to rebuild it. Mm-hmm. But that's a standard condition.
Condition, but once you either have to start the rebuilding process or grade and sod it, so it's not sitting there, as a derelict lot for a long period of time.
But the condition, if included in there, if the final landscaping is not underway.
Yes, final landscaping of the old lot, of nothing new was going on it. But once you take out a building permit, you're now in another, you're away from the demolition permit piece and you're into the building permit piece, you started a new clock.
Okay, as long as an issue with the staging of the construction.
If you do nothing and you knock down the houses and the Cascade decides not to do anything or redevelop it, within 6 months then you've got to, because we don't want just a mud field or a hole in the ground. You have to either do something or saw it. It can't just be left with a mud ground or with a basement or a hole in the ground or something.
Thank you for those clarifications. Those were my only comments. So if there's any additional questions.
A couple more questions. The plan is to take down the houses first and then Provence?
That's my understanding.
Okay. Okay. And that happens, that begins when?
When do they actually start that?
Yeah.
That I unfortunately cannot answer, Councillor Vandell. I'm not privy to the exact dates as to when those things were occurring. I know that I was under enormous pressure to get these done so they could start. They were blaming the lawyer for being too slow.
And the back lane in between lots A and B stays as is, access from both ends?
Yes.
Okay.
That was one issue which is not dealt with, but which we were supposed to deal with by way of agreement, Councillor Vandell, because on the east side of those houses, the public has always used that area as if it was an open road.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is not. And the preference actually would be to have that opened on a permanent basis, so then there wouldn't be any issues for anybody being bottlenecked in that area. But for the time being, our discussions with the administration are on the basis that there would be an agreement guaranteeing the continued access by the public through the lane and out onto Dumoulin.
Okay.
Nothing further, Councillor?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, is there anybody else that's registered here that wishes to speak further to this matter? No? You gentlemen can stand down. Is there anybody here for information on this matter? Anybody here in opposition to this matter? Seeing none. Councillor Vandell, from what we just went through, the rest of it was explanations on the signage, and that all seems to have been explained, and the demolition and the requirement for lot grading or sodding and landscaping has been explained. So the only condition that's outstanding here on their list was the condition 2A2, the first one at the top of their list, which was the 20-foot setback instead of the 9.8 or 3 meter setback.
Okay.
So I don't know what you want to do there. I know. I just wanted to make sure he knew from the sheet. Okay.
Okay, Mark, you're going to have to guide me through
this. This is a new... They've combined all the reports for the four items into one.
Before we get into that, let me just say what it is I'd like to approve today. I think this is a wonderful project for the Boudreau-Provencher et Pôle Saint-Boniface, so I intend to support it. Sample 100%. I don't think I agree with the delegation. I don't think we need the 20-foot landscape setback. I think 10 feet will be appropriate and normal for the street.
Can we define that as 3 meters, which I think is what the standard would be?
3 meters. I'd like to move that amendment. And I'd like to move the other amendment that plan approval, which is when we're actually going to actually get details on the building and the entire site, what the landscaping will look like, what the materials will be on the building, all those little details will come back to this committee when it's ready. And we can meet, we can chat, but we can bring that back here for approval. So I'm going to move that plan approval be brought back to the Riel Community Committee for approval at a later date when they're ready. So other than that, I don't have a problem with anything else in the report. Je vous félicite pour ce projet. C'est merveilleux pour Saint-Boniface et pour le boulevard. Merci.
Okay.
Having said all that, I'm ready to move the
report of the Winnipeg.
Okay.
Page 10, I believe.
Okay, I'll move the receipt of representations be concluded.
No, you've got to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken
as read. The report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary,
aye.
Carried.
I'll move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.